Hey, Spartans, if you have been wondering how you can interrupt the addiction cycle and the patterns of habitual thoughts of that eventually lead you down to acting out or getting close to acting out, I want to share with you guys a practice of pattern interrupts by using mantras that have been extremely effective for men in the program, but also for me in my own life.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
These mantras go something like this. There are things that you tell yourself that you can etch into the forefront of your mind whenever you're feeling those inklings, those micro decisions, those tiny missteps. Like, do you watch this video? Do you go down that thought pattern? Do you tell yourself that negative thought? Do you do X, Y, and Z or not do X, Y, and Z, etc.? And those mantras can be things like, I don't need that. I don't need that. Or that's not me. That's not me. I've come too far. This is one guy who used this that was really helpful for him. I've come too far. Going back is not an option for me. Or you can say, that's not an option. My personal favorite, the one that I used frequently, is that's not an effing option. And I actually use the F word in my mind because it helps like break the cycle, right? So the reason, there are 3 reasons why using these types of mantras, whatever you want to call them, just sayings, phrases that you say to yourself. There are 3 reasons that make these very effective for guys who are trying to quit porn, right? Number one, is that it interrupts the addiction cycle. You know very well the addiction cycle. It starts with a thought. It starts with an emotion, more specifically. I feel shameful. I feel bored. I feel lonely. I feel upset. I feel stressed. I feel anxious. I feel angry. And it starts with that emotion, and then it leads to, oh, I hate this feeling. Maybe I'll act out tonight. Even the thought of maybe tonight when I have some time, when the kids are asleep, my wife's asleep, whoever, whatever, after work, after school, I might act out. And then the hook is there. And then the dopamine is flooded to your brain. I might act out. And then when you get time, when you're on the toilet, when you're alone, you go to Instagram or YouTube or TikTok or Google some stuff that you probably know you shouldn't be Googling. And it's like, oh, it's just a peek. It's not porn, but it's just that, right? And then you think, oh, I can't believe I just spent an hour on YouTube or an hour playing video games. I shouldn't have done that. I should have been more productive. And then the cycle continues, right? So when you say something like, I don't need that, as soon as the thought comes, as soon as the micro decision, the option is available to you, the fork in the road where you can say, I can follow this thought pattern, I can follow this emotion and react to this emotion negatively in a destructive way as opposed to a productive way, or I can take the other route, which is simply just saying something to myself and moving in towards that direction, right? And that's the second reason why this has been very effective for people, is because it changes the direction of your day completely. Guys, this morning, as I'm recording this morning, I woke up and my first thought was, oh, I'm a terrible father. I don't know why. This middle of the night, this random thought came to my head, right? I'm a terrible father. I could hear my baby crying in the other room, and I thought, man, I'm a shitty dad. That's my thought. And you've probably experienced this in your own journey of sexual integrity, of quitting porn, maybe even waking up in the middle of the night thinking, I can't believe I'm still addicted to this. I can't believe I still have porn and masturbation in my life. Man, I got kids, I got a wife, I've got faith, I've got a relationship with God that I'm trying to maintain, and I've got this long-going porn addiction that's lasted for decades, right? These thoughts come to our minds in the middle of the night usually. Why? Because it's when we're most vulnerable, and it makes sense that your brain will attack you when you're most vulnerable. And as soon as I woke up this morning, I had the thought, man, I'm a shitty dad. And then I remembered what I teach you guys, right? Is remember my mantras in my mind. It's like, I don't ever need that. Like, that's not me. That's what I immediately told myself. That's not me. I've come too far. I've learned so much. I don't need that because I know where that path goes. If I continue that thought pattern the rest of the day, I'm a shitty dad. How does that respond? How do I act in the morning when I go downstairs and greet my kids? It's like guilt, shame, right? How does your behavior follow of, oh, I'm still an addict. I'm an addict. I have a severe addiction and I'm never going to break free from this. I can't believe I'm still addicted to this. I'm hopeless. I'm a hopeless case. You've got to interrupt it. And that's why it's so powerful. Because number two, it changes the direction of your day completely. Even if it's in the middle of the day, you can change the direction of your day. That's why your morning routine, guys, and I always poo-pooed on morning routines. I was like, that's not for me. That's not something that's important. But the reason it's important is because you don't want anything else but you dictating your day. If you check your phone in the morning, guess who's dictating your day? Whatever your phone has to tell you, whatever the news, whatever your social media feeds, whatever your notifications, whatever your emails have to say for you. And that's dictating and controlling behaviors of your day, the thought patterns of your day.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
So for me, the first several hours of my day is only me time. It's only me and my kids. There's no phone. There's no interruption. There's nothing that controls and dictates my day. And that's the third reason that having these mantras in your brain are so powerful, is that you are in control, my friends, not your brain. This is important. You are in control, not your brain. When you tell your brain, I don't need that. I don't effing need it. That's not an option. I've come too far. That is not the man that I am. That is not the man that I want to be. That is not the guy that I am. If you tell yourself that, then you have control instead of your brain. Because I'll remind you guys, your brain literally thinks that you're going to die if you don't have porn. Think about that for a second. Your brain actually, not figuratively, actually believes that if you do not have porn in your life, you are going to die, because that's the effect of dopamine. Is it true? No. Like, it's not. Like, how can it be true? It's not true that you need porn. But your brain has been trained through many years of training the brain through porn, social media, hyperstimulating videos and images, supernormal activity, to be trained to only respond to certain types of things and believe that those types of things are good for you and somehow essential to your survival as a person. That's what dopamine does, guys. Dopamine is a God-given thing. Think about that for a second. Dopamine is a God-given human condition that everyone is innately, inherently born with. So are emotions. So are negative emotions. But when you respond to those God-given emotions and conditions with negative, destructive things like porn, masturbation, social media, video games, all the things that you probably shouldn't do, then it's misusing the purpose of dopamine. The purpose of dopamine is to help you move, is to motivate you, is to keep you going, is to help you chase things. It's the feeling of accomplishment, of chasing something that's worthwhile in your life. And you direct those emotions towards those things. The more you do that, the more you will prefer the real stuff. Guys, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, all of human history, we have never been able to deal with negative emotions or dopamine in such a supernormal way, such as porn, masturbation, video games, social media, TV, movies, the accessibility of drugs, alcohol, porn, etc., right? We've never in all of history been able to deal with emotions in that way. So why is it just in the last few decades that there's all of a sudden a need, quote unquote? People need alcohol. People need social media. People need porn. People need drugs just to function. We've never needed it, ever. And I'll remind you that God gave you these emotions for a reason. And it's to motivate you to do things that are productive for you to protect, for you to serve, for you to do things that are honorable, that are for the sake of the group and for your family. God gave you these emotions like stress and anger and fear, even loneliness, as motivators to get you going. Even boredom, guys. God gave you boredom so that you're not sitting on your ass, so that we're moving with our bodies, so that we're doing things that are productive and serving the group. All right? I hope these are value for you guys. Please make a mantra for yourself as your action. I don't need that. That's not me. I've come too far. That's not an option. It's not an effing option. Fuck that shit. That's one I use sometimes. Anyways, sorry for the cursing. But use these mantras, especially when you're earlier on in the cycle and you start noticing these negative thought patterns. Use it as a trump card to play when you're feeling those emotions. And before you know it, you will prefer to not go down the rabbit hole of negativity. All right, lots of love to you guys. See ya.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.